Blog Talk Radio.
California. earthquake on the Richter scale. Mama, 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 mama,
City of Compton,
City of Compton, where the girls shake their booties. Shake it, mama, shake it, baby, shake, shake it, baby, shake, shake it.
Computer, 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 computer.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone, landline, or however you're listening to the show, thank you, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483. That's the number to the show. That's 516-531-9483. And you can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on the keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. And you'll be on the show. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, guys, thanks for tuning in and welcome. Now, my show is also sponsored by myself. I also sponsor my own show. It's sponsored through my realty company, Frank Williams Realty. Frank Williams Realty. And you can find my, you can go to my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's where you can go and check out my website. Look around and see what you think, okay? You can look for homes on there, or you can send me messages. And if you're trying to sell your home or buy another home, or you know someone that's selling or wants to buy, send them my way. I give great referral checks, and hey, let's make some money together, right? Let's make some money together. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in and let's talk, right? Call in and let's talk. So, let's see. Before we get going, let's see. I'm going to go to do a word of the day. What is my word of the day? My word of the day is fathom. Fathom. F-A-T-H-O-M. Fathom is a verb, and it means to make a searching, exploratory investigation. To make a searching, exploratory investigation. Or to probe. To take, to measure by, to penetrate and come to understand. Fathom, fathom. You know, I had people say, I can't fathom that. you know, whatever, right? Whatever. Okay, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. let's get started. Right now, before I get into the show, I don't know if you, I'm sure you guys have heard about Tiger Woods. Okay. And Tiger was in an accident on yesterday. And, you know, he, I think they say he injured both his legs and his ankles. So, I'm not sure what went on right there. I mean, I know that, you know, I know that they say he was, you know, he was speeding and this and that, but he didn't, you know, the sheriff's department says that they're not going to press any charges. Okay. They're not going to press any charges because, he wasn't impaired. Okay. Let's put it like that. He wasn't impaired. So he didn't, you know, he wasn't drinking or whatever some people might have thought. So that's, you know, that's something to think about. You know, when you think about it, you know, you got somebody like a big celebrity like a Tiger Woods who, who, you know, don't everything's great. You know, he's a celebrity, stuff going on. And my thing is, man, why don't we have a driver? Man, let's get a driver, man. Let's get a driver and, you know, get that driver to take you around. Don't work this thing yourself. You know, get you a driver to take you around. And that, I mean, that's what I'd have. I'd have me a freaking driver, man. All the time, I'd have me a driver. Right? All the time, I'd have me a driver. I wouldn't risk it. You know? I wouldn't risk it because just thinking about it, you know, tells me, you know, it's saying that I don't know why you wouldn't have a driver. Okay? Why wouldn't you have a driver? You know, I'd have a driver all the time. All the time. I wouldn't even want to risk you know, I wouldn't want to risk screwing things up. Put it like that. I wouldn't want to risk screwing things up. I'd want to have someone with me all the time. I want to have someone driving me all the time. A celebrity, and you got money, why not have a driver? Okay, why not have a driver? They say that Tiger was on the way to a commercial shoot. Okay, he was on the way to a commercial shoot. when he had his accident. And again, the police aren't filing any charges because they didn't find any kind of, you know, alcohol or drugs in his system. So they're not filing any charges. They're just simply calling it an accident. An accident. And so I don't know the extent of his injuries. All that they keep saying, he hurt both legs and ankles. Had to have immediate surgery last night. So I don't know. Don't want to speculate. You guys can go and take a look at the article or whatever you like and find out for yourselves. And I'm sure you guys have heard about it. I'm sure you've heard about the Tiger Woods wreck. But anyway, that's all I really wanted to say about that. So, guys, let's get into the show. Call in number 516-531-9483. And those of you who are already up on the show and listening, if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on the show topic, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Now, if you hear, I'm sorry guys, but if you hear a little pause in my voice, a little dead air for a second on the show, don't worry about it. I'm still here. I'm multitasking, trying to do a lot of things at one time. I got two real estate deals on the table, and people are just driving me bonkers. I mean, bonkers. People say bonkers, Frank. Yeah, people driving me crazy about these houses, man. But I'm gonna get it done. We'll figure it out. But people are calling me and leaving me messages and sending me text messages and asking me all kind of questions. But I got to do my show. Why do some women shave all the hair off their kitty? I really don't call it the kitty. Somebody was telling me, call it a kitty, Frank. Don't call it the vajayjay like I wanted to call it, right? Call it the kitty, okay? So why do some women shave all the hair off their kitty? Now, I grew up by the time I knew what was going on, you know, I'm talking about the 70s, mid-70s, okay? So as I was coming up, you can call me old school, I don't mind. I used to play basketball all around the city. I know sometimes I get off the 70s, but I used to play basketball, and I had a couple of people that we used to run with, and we go all over the city playing basketball on different nights of the week. And I guarantee you, there is no gym, rec center, whatever, in Atlanta that I hadn't played at. I guarantee you that in Atlanta that I hadn't played. So anyway, so we used to go around playing at different places. And so again, this was early in the, you know, maybe early 80s, whatever. Okay. So I used to go, we used to play all over the city. And of course, you know, you meet people. But what I'm trying to say is, in my day, call me old school, but in my day, that was like taboo. You know, taboo to shave off your hey, it's an open show. I stay 100%. But for a woman to shave off her pubic hairs. And I don't know when it came into play. Course of a few years came into play where these women started to get these waxes and all kind of stuff. Now I can see, well, I can't see that, but think about this. Some women, you know, you have to, they are models. Maybe they model in swimsuit. Now I can understand you having to stay clean in that area for your, you know, bikini, for your bikini and your you know, your photo shoot or whatever. I can understand that. I can understand shaving all around to keep it clean so, you know, you won't have nothing sticking from under your swimsuit. So, but to do that, it's fine. I'd appreciate that. But man, when you go all out and clean the clock, I mean, women shaved all the hair off of their private part, and you say, you know, one of the comedians, George Lopez, he said that, man, I don't like that. Why do women do that? He said to me, it make me seem like I'm making love to a 2-year-old. And, you know, that was kind of harsh, but as far as saying 2-year-old, you think he messing with kids, but hey, you know, he's just thinking about what it looks like, right? So, and I'm sure you guys have changed the baby, changed the diaper, whether it was a little boy's diaper or a little girl's diaper. And they're you know, they're clean. They hadn't got to the point where they started to grow pubic hair. And so when you think about it, that baby girl, and you think about a grown woman, say 24, 25-year-old woman that has shaved all her pubic hair off of her vajayjay. Why would you do that? Now, and then I said, you know, someone said, well, Frank, sometimes it's a hygiene thing. Okay, it's a hygiene thing. If it's a hygiene thing, how can you fix that? How can you fix your hygiene problem without having to shave all your hair off you for JJ? Why? Y'all call me. Y'all tell me. Just press the number 1 on your keypad. Tell me what's going on. 516-531-9483. Those of you who are listening via my webpage at Blog Talk Radio, hey, call into the show. Press the number 1 on your keypad. I know it's a kind of awkward subject, especially for some of you women. And then get this. I believe, hand to God, I've never seen this, but I've heard men shaving all the hair from around their private part. And I've heard it called manscaping. But the hell I want to do that for? I mean, what the hell I want to do that for? You know, I think about sometimes that, after I shave or whatever, after a day or two of not shaving, the hair start to grow back, right? Start to not really pop through the skin, but it starts to grow back, starts to, you know, coming back out. And, you know, my wife always said, man, you got some prickly hairs on your face, you need to shave. Okay. Then I'll shave. So you have to think, man, if you shave your pubic hairs all the way to the skin, that's got to cause them little prickly hairs to come up. Now, you know, in order, hey, I'm just being 100%. You know, and it's not the, you know, they not coming out curly already, right? They coming out and a little piece of it comes out and it's just straight, right? Before it makes that turn into the curly stuff. So you're dealing with a woman, and you've shaved your pubic hairs, okay? And, you know, you're dealing with a woman, and she, you know, she digging you, and y'all start to get hot and heavy, and you start to, you know, take off your clothes, and then she like, oh, my God, what'd you do? Hey, what do you mean? You know, you shaved all your hair off, okay? So now you're going to lay with her, and you got these little prickly hairs. You got these prickly hairs sticking all around your private part, and then you're gonna sleep with her. And think about it. She's also clean in her private area. She also done shaved all her pubic hair off. Think about it, man. You got prickly hairs, hidden prickly hairs, or prickly hairs hitting the skin. Come on, man. Is that going to be enjoyable to the person that's taking those prickly hairs? Or is she going to tell you, hey, that's really a problem? Okay? So why do that? And come on now, I always say, just like I talk about the people, the transgenders, people who have being born a man, and then later on in life, you decide that you want to be a woman. You decide you want to be a woman. Okay? That's not God's will. God's will was that you be a man because you were born a man. Now, you're going to tell me he make mistakes? Hell no, he don't make mistakes. You're making the mistake. You're making the mistake of trying to change yourself from who you are. Get that now. Who you are. Not who you could be, but who you are. Who you are. So when you think about it, God put you on earth, and he sent you into this. He brought you into this world, and then he starts to say, now, as you get into puberty or whatever, now you start to grow in, you know, hair in your private area. Start growing hair in your private area. You know, you're excited about it. Oh, man. That's Laird out there. Right? That's God's will. Pubic hairs are there for a reason, just like the hairs under your arm, just like the hairs in your nose. They're there for a reason. They're there for a reason. So, you know, when I think about this, I'm always saying, my goodness, what's going on here? Okay? My goodness, what's going on here? So, you know, that's the deal. And when you start to think about this stuff, that's exactly what I think is, I think it's a problem. You know, I can, you know, understand some things about this, but not really. Okay? Hey, that's all the show I have for you guys today. Thank you for everything. Thank you for joining the show, and thank you for listening in. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. See ya.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and arrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.